Praise the Lord. Will you stand with me, saints? Amen. Let's offer up a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, it's so good to be back in the house of the Lord this morning. Lord, we come with thanksgiving in our heart. Father God, rejoicing because you live, Lord. And we're so grateful, Lord God, that you were mindful of us to wake us up this morning. Allow us this privilege, Lord, of assembling again in your presence. Lord, we welcome you, Lord. Come and have your way in this service. Anoint each and every vessel, Lord God. We thank you for your traveling mercies. We ask that you be with our brothers and sisters who are still on the way. Father, we ask that you continue to minister to Brother Jack this morning, Lord, that he may minister your word to your people. Bless us now as we worship you, Lord. We lift up our voice in praise as we give you the praise, the honor, the glory. And Father God, we ask that you remember Sister Emma and her family this morning. We're one soldier short. Brother Pop has gone on, Lord, to be with you, rejoicing, Lord, in the present, in your presence with the saints. We're so grateful, Lord God, for our brother, Lord God. Oh, how happy he must be. We love him, we miss him, Lord, but we know, oh God, that he's shouting the praises of God. It's in Jesus Christ's name we give you praise. Amen and amen. Let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise this morning. Praise the Lord. God is good. Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. For me, way back on Calvary, it's the blood that gives me strength from day to day. It will never lose its power, for it reaches to the highest mountain, the mountain, and it flows to the lowest valley. It's the blood that gives me strength from day to day. It will never lose his power, for it reaches to the highest mountain, the mountain, and it flows to the lowest valley. It's the blood that gives me strength from day to day. It will never lose his power. It soothes calms my fears, and it dries all my tears. It's the blood that gives me strength from day to day. It will never lose his power, for it reaches to the highest mountain, the mountain, and it flows to the lowest valley.
of blood that gives me strength from day to day. It will never lose its power. Come on, one more time. Oh, for it reaches to the highest mountain, yeah, and it flows to the lowest valley. Down in the valley is the blood that gives me strength from day to day. It will never, it will never lose, it will never, no it won't, no it won't, no, it will never lose its crucified. You lay behind the storm. You live to die. Rejected and alone, like a rose trampled on the ground. You took the fall and you thought of me above all. Come on, sing it again. Crucify, lay behind the stone. You live to die, rejected and alone. Like a rose, you were trampled on the ground. You took the fall and thought of me. You took the fall and you thought of me and thought of me. Took the fall and thought of me above all. Calvary, oh Calvary, I died to set me free. Oh Calvary, oh Calvary, that's where he died, just for me. Calvary, Calvary, oh Calvary, the Lamb gave his life to set me free. Oh, Calvary, oh, Calvary, that's where he died, just for me. Jesus went to Calvary. Say, Jesus went to Calvary to save a wretch like you and me. That's love. That's love. Say, to Calvary to save a wretch like you and me. That's love. That's love. He hung. They stretched him wide, bowed his head, for me he died. That's love. hung them high, they stretched them wide. They hung them high, they stretched them wide. He bowed his head, for me he died. That's love. That's love. That's love. Hey. That's love. That's love. Yeah. That's love. Say, Jesus went to Calvary. Say, Jesus went to Calvary to save a wretch like you and me. That's love. Yeah. That's love. They hung them high. They stretched them wide. They hung them high. They stretched them wide. He bowed his head. For me he died. That's love. That's love. Hey, I like this one. Hey. But that's not how the story is. Cause 3 days later, he rose again. That's love. Yeah. That's love. Come on, sing it again. But that's not how the story is. Cause 3 days later, he rose again. My, 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 my. Hey, come on, sing it like you mean it. Sing. Hey. But that's not how the story is. Cause 3 days later, he rose again. That's love. That's love. That's love. Yes, it is.
Yes, it is.
That's the greatest love story that I know. Hallelujah, hallelujah. 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 My Lord Jesus. Oh, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Woo! My. God is good. There's no greater love ever been put on display as the love Jesus Christ has for us. My Lord, if you can, grab your Bibles. Amen. Let's turn to Psalms 82. We like to read verses 1 through 6. Praise the Lord. The psalmist says, God standeth in the congregation of the mighty. He judgeth among the gods. How long will you judge unjustly and accept the persons of the wicked? Selah. Defend the poor and fatherless. Do justice to the afflicted and needy. Deliver the poor and needy. Rid them out of the hand of the wicked. They know not, neither will they understand. They walk on in darkness. All the foundations of the earth are out of course. I have said, ye are gods, and all of you are the children of the Most High. Praise the Lord. Go ahead and put your hands together. Sons and daughters of the King. We are a chosen generation, called forth to show his excellence. All I require for life God has given me, I know who I am. We are a chosen generation, called forth to show his excellence. All I require for life, God has given me. I know who God says I am, what he says I am, where he says I'm at. I know who I am. I know who God says I am, what he says I am, where he says I'm at. I know who I am. I'm walking in power, a walking miracle. I live a life of favor. Cause I know who I am. I'm walking in power, a walking miracle. I live a life of favor, cause I know who I am. Ye are a chosen generation, called forth to show His excellence. All I require for life God has given me, I know who I am. Ye are a chosen generation, called forth to show His excellence. All I require for life God has given me, I know who I am. I know who God says I am, what He says I am, where He says I'm at. I know who I am. I know who God says I am, what He says I am, where He says I'm at. I know who I am. I'm walking in power, a walking miracle. I live a life of favor, cause I know who I am. I'm walking in power, a walking miracle. I live a life of favor, cause I know. Everybody shout, oh, 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 oh. Come on, say shout, oh, 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 oh. Come on, say shout, oh, oh, oh. One more time, shout, oh. Take a look at me, I'm a wonder. It doesn't matter what you see now. Can't you see His glory? Cause I know who I am. Take a look at me, I'm a wonder. It doesn't matter what you see now. Can't you see His glory? Cause I know. Take a look at me, I'm a wonder. It doesn't matter what you see now. Can't you see His glory? Cause I know who I am. Take a look at me, I'm a wonder. Doesn't matter what you see now. Can't you see His glory? Come on, say shout out. Oh, oh. Come on, say shout out. I'm walking in power, a walking miracle. I live a life of favor, cause I know who I am. I'm walking in power, a walking miracle. I live a life of favor, cause I'm walking in power, a walking miracle. I live a life of favor, cause I know who I am. I'm walking in power, a walking miracle. I live a life of favor, cause I know who I am.
Yeah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Go ahead, please. Take a look at me, I'm a wonder. It doesn't matter what you see now. Can't you see His glory? Cause I know who I am. Take a look at me, I'm a wonder. It doesn't matter what you see now. Can't you see His glory? Come on, look at your neighbor and tell him. Take a look at me, I'm a... This flesh doesn't mean anything. It's what He said about me. He said, I'm a son of the Most High God. You may see my faults and failures, but I'm a son of the Most High God. My Lord, can't you see His glory? Come on, say shout out. Oh, I know. Say, oh, 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 oh.
One more time, saints.
Say, oh. Oh, oh, I know who I am.
Yes, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. You may have your seats. We have a few specials this morning. Praise the Lord. God bless you, Brother Jeffrey. Will you come this morning? Praise the Lord. Let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise.
Bless you.
I was sure by now, God, you would have reached out and wiped our tears away. Step didn't save the day. But once again, I say amen. And it's still raining. And as the thunder rolls, I barely hear you whisper through the rain. Oh, I'm with you. And as the mercy falls, I raise my hands and praise the God who gives and takes away. I praise you in the storm, and I will lift my hands, for you are who you are, no matter where I am. And every tear I cry, you hold in your hand. You never left my side, until my heart is torn. And I praise you in this storm. Ooh. I remember when I stumbled in the wind. You heard my cry, you, and you raised me up again. My strength is almost gone. I cannot carry on if I can't find you. And as the thunder rolls, I barely hear you whisper through the rain. I'm with you. As the mercy falls, I raise my hands and praise the God who gives and takes away. And I praise you in the storm, and I will lift my hands, for you are who you are, no matter where I am. And every tear I cried, you hold in your hands. You never left my side, until my heart is torn. And I praise you in this storm. Ooh.
Let's sing that again.
And I praise you in this storm, and I will lift my hands. Lord, you are who you are, no matter where I am. And every tear I cried, you hold in your hands. You never left my side, but though my heart is torn. And I praise you in this storm. Ooh. I lift my eyes unto the hills. Where does my help come from?
My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. Oh, I lift my eyes unto the hills. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. Oh, I lift my eyes unto the hills. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. I lift my eyes unto the hills. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. I lift my eyes unto the hills. That's where my help comes from. My help comes from the Lord. He's the maker of heaven and earth. I lift my eyes unto the hills. That's where my help comes from. My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. I praise you in the storm, and I will lift my hands. Lord, you are who you are, no matter where I am. And every tear I cried, you hold in your hand. You never left my side, and though my heart is torn, but I praise you in this storm. Ooh. It's though my heart is torn. Yes, I praise you in this storm. But though my heart is torn. Yes, I praise you in the storm. Yes.
Yes. Amen. God bless you, Brother Jeffrey. That song means so much. Amen. Sister, if you will, can you get the announcements for me? We don't have any written requests up here, but we want to remember Sister Emma and the family. Brother Pop went on home. So we want to thank the Lord that Brother Pop came to the Lord. It don't matter how old you are, he came to the Lord and had a personal relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. We got a couple of birthdays on Thursday. Brother Caleb and Brother Adrian. Praise the Lord. Where's Brother Adrian hiding at? I can't see him. He's hiding behind a big man over there. Praise the Lord. And also, on Friday, Sister Michelle, to be a young lady. Praise the Lord. Amen. Announcements, Pinnacle Palm service tonight at 5:30. Upcoming meetings. Tent meetings, South Carolina, Brother Simmons, July 27th through the 30th. Also, Labor Day weekend, Brother Nathan Bryan, Jeffersonville, September 1st through the 3rd. Hotel information, just call 812-945-2771. Please ask for Church of the Open Door rate. Amen. You'll get a discounted rate. Praise the Lord. We like to ask the brothers to come at this time. Amen. Take up this morning's tithe and offering. Amen. It's good to have all the saints in the house. It's good to have Brother Kalima, Sister D, and the children here. Praise the Lord. Amen.
Let's bow our heads. Heavenly Father, we thank you this morning, Father God, for giving us another day, for always providing for us, Father God, and giving us the opportunity to come and bring back to you a little bit of that, Father God. We ask you this morning to bless this offering and bless this service, Lord. And we ask you these things in your precious name, Jesus Christ. Amen.
There is power in the name of Jesus. Oh, power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. Oh, to break every chain, 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 to break every chain. Come on, there is power. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. To break every chain, 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 to break every, come on, there's an army rising up. There's an army rising up. There's an army rising up. Yeah. There's an army rising up. Yeah. To break every chain, to break every chain, to break every chain, to break every chain, to break every chain. Amen. One more time. There's an army rising up. There's an army rising up.
There is an army rising up. There's an army, say, rising up. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. Hey, there's an army rising. There's an army rising up. There's an army rising up. Yeah. To break every chain, 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 to break every chain. One more time. To break every chain, to break every chain, to break every chain.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord, saints. We have one more special. You may have your seats, if you will. Sister Rebecca, will you come? Praise the Lord. Let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise.
God bless you. Pray that y'all be blessed and sing with me.
Fighting for, though heavy, with the weight of my mistakes, you carried me and refused to let me sink under the pressure. You meant for me to soar. I am your child, and I'm worth fighting for. Eyes haven't seen, ears haven't heard all you have planned for me, and nothing can separate me from your love when there's so much more still worth fighting for. Now I'm moving by faith and not by sight towards victory. By the power of your might, you're straightening out my path and opening every door. I am your child, and I'm worth fighting for. Eyes haven't seen, ears haven't heard all you have planned for me, and nothing can separate me from your love when there's so much more still worth fighting for. No eyes haven't seen, ears haven't heard all you have planned for me, and nothing can separate me from your love when there's so much more still worth fighting for. It's worth it, so worth it. Ooh, it's worth fighting for. It's worth it, so worth it. Ooh, it's worth fighting for. That's why I'm pressing towards the mark, because the calling on my life is worth fighting for. And I'll keep my mind stayed on you, Jesus, because the peace it brings is worth fighting for. And I'll keep praying for my loved ones, because my family is worth fighting for. And know this world is not my home, but your kingdom here is worth fighting for. Till I see it, I'll shout hallelujah, 'cause my praise is worth fighting for. And I've got a mansion over in glory, and my new home is worth fighting for. Till I see it, I'll shout hallelujah. 'cause my praise is worth fighting for. Hallelujah. 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 Life with you is worth fighting. Eyes haven't seen. Ears and there is so much more. Still worth fighting. Eyes haven't seen. Ears haven't heard. There is so much more. Still worth fighting for. Oh, hallelujah. 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 Yeah. It's worth fighting for. Fighting for. Keep pushing, keep pressing, 'cause it's worth fighting. Oh, keep pressing, keep pushing, 'cause it's all, it's worth fighting. Oh, eyes haven't seen, ears haven't heard, all you have planned for me. Say it again. Eyes haven't seen, ears haven't heard. Oh, say, eyes haven't seen, ears haven't heard. All you have planned, all you have planned for me. Say, eyes haven't seen. I don't even know what you have in store for me. But I know that it's good. I know that it's good for me, God. Oh, eyes haven't seen. Ears haven't heard. There is so much more, still worth fighting for.
Somebody say hallelujah. Say hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. We can't give up on the fight. There's so much more worth fighting for. Praise the Lord. God bless you, Sister Rebecca. Praise the Lord. My. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. We're going to invite our pastor at the time. I know everybody's ready for the word. I certainly am. Amen. Let's sing this little song together. There's nothing better than knowing Jesus. Amen. He gets sweeter as the days go by. There's nothing better than knowing Jesus. He gets sweeter as the days go by. You ought to know him, get to know him right now, today. Just come, nothing better, no. There's nothing better than knowing Jesus. Get sweet. He gets sweeter as the day they go by. You ought to know him. You ought to know. Get to know him. Right now, today. Right now, today. Just
just come. Come on, come on, Savior. Oh. Right now, today, just come.
There's nothing better than knowing Jesus.
There's nothing better. Oh, than knowing Jesus. He is sweeter as. He is sweeter as the days go by. You ought to know him. Get to know him. Oh, right now, today.
Come on, let's sing that again. There's nothing better than knowing Jesus.
Oh, there's nothing better. Yes, than knowing Jesus. He is sweeter as the day goes by. He is sweeter as goes. You ought to know him. Get to know him. Oh, right now, today. Just come,
come on, come on.
Oh, we say, come on, come on, right now, today. Just come, hey, come on, come on, come on, say, come on. Today, just one more time. Come on, come on, come on. Hey, come on. We invite you this morning. Whoa, right now, today, just come.
Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Thank you, Jesus. Glory, hallelujah. Glory to his name. Amen. I'm going to let you be seated, but before you have your seats, just greet somebody and say, so good to see you this morning. Amen. Praise the Lord. So good to see you this morning. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Be seated just for, amen, a little bit. Amen. We are grateful to be in the presence of the Lord one more time. Amen. Always good to have Brother Kalima and Sister D and the family, amen, with us. Praise the Lord from South Carolina. Amen. Just thank God for their fellowship. Also, Brother Tom Buck. Amen. So good to have him with us. Amen. On the day from Tampa area there. He has family over here on the East Coast, but he lives on the West Coast. But good to have him. I saw him just a couple weeks ago. He came to the picnic there for Brother Wesco. And I saw him saying, I know this brother. And got reacquainted. So good to have him. Amen. Here. Amen. On this morning. And I believe that's Brother Stephen's father. Is that right? Amen. So good to see you in the house of the Lord again. Amen. On today. God bless you. God bless you. I saw you a couple weeks ago, I think, at Brother Wesco's church. And I mean, he was just in the back and just pulling on the word of God. Amen. He's another one that just created an atmosphere wherever he goes. He's like Brother Kalima, you know. So we thank God. Thank God to have you today. God bless you. Amen. God bless you. Praise the Lord. And amen. Brother Garen, so good to see you. God bless you. Amen. Welcome home. Amen. They got a sign like that at one of the larger churches in the area, but welcome home, Brother Garen. You know what I'm saying.
Amen. But we just thank the Lord for all things. I wanted to just make a couple quick announcements in addition to what we heard a little earlier. I desire to do a questions and answers service, amen, one of these Friday nights here in the near future. And just want to ask that if you had some questions that you want some answers on, just write it down. We have a little box here in the front, amen. We use it for offering, but you can also use it for questions. Just put it in there and we'll get it out and we'll study it out and then try to bring answers to it. So we want to do that sometime here in the near future. So if you have anything in your heart you've been saving, drop it in the box and we'll make sure that we get to it. I wanted to say thank you to Sister Shonda, amen, and everybody that worked alongside of her for our first VBS, and amen, I heard it was done very well, and I know that I came by one night by the church, and I saw, man, it was, the lights were still on inside the school, it was late, you know, the lights were still on, but then I come back in the next morning, and when I walked inside, I saw why the lights were still on. Sister Shonda was in there working and just setting everything up and getting it ready for the students. And we appreciate that, Sister Shonda. God bless you. Amen. And everybody that helped her, thank you so much, amen, for what you did at our very first VBS. And every time we announced it, different ones would come up to me and say, y'all doing that? We've been trying to do that for years. So thank you for having a vision and executing. Amen. God richly bless you for that, sister. Thank you so much. Amen. And it's always good when you got other people that help support your vision. That means a lot. When parents bring their children, help support the vision, that means a lot, right? And so we thank you all for everything you did. Last night we had another youth fellowship, and I just was sitting back observing the young people and saying, man, they just having some fun. So it was real good, you know, last night. And we want to try to keep those things going. And also we have a little thing that we're going to do with the young people, a little idea we got from Ghana the last time I was there. They had a debate for the youth, like a youth debate. And we want to do that. And I believe they have a sign-up sheet. If you're interested in being with the debate, Sister Erica going to have a sign-up sheet, and we're going to kind of get teams. And the way the debate going to work is we're giving you a topic. And now you got to bring, amen, the topic. You got one going to debate against it, one going to debate for it. But whichever side you're debating, you got to bring scriptures and quotes to support your position. You got to bring scriptures and quotes. And you get points for scriptures and quotes. Not just your thoughts, but scriptures and quotes. Right, to support your position. So, amen, we want to encourage you to do that, and we want to just, you know, let's you know, I think it'll be something that we'll really enjoy. So if you desire, amen, to be a part of this, make sure you see Sister Erica and get your name on the list, and I think it'll be a real blessing. I won't tell you the topic. Some of y'all might know it already, but those that want to know it, put your name on the list. Amen. All right. So we just thank God for that. Want to just mention, we got some services that'll be coming up here at our church. Brother Ben Norrod going to be passing through, I think, next month in August. Amen. I think it's going to be the 19th. It's a Saturday night. He'll be passing through. We'll have a service that night and invite all the other local churches. And then in September, towards the last weekend, 22nd through the 24th, Brother Nathan Bryant, we'll be going to see him early September, but then he'll be coming to see us in late September. So just keep those things in mind. Those are some of the things we have going on. And let's see, two other things. With the musicians and the song leaders, I'll just need to have a quick meeting with the musicians and song leaders after service today. So don't y'all go get lost. Just come right back in real quick. It won't take me that long. But musicians and song leaders will meet with you, amen, after service. And the final thing, you all heard Brother Solomon mention that Pop, amen, has gone on to be with the Lord. 85 years old, the Lord gave him some precious years, and Wednesday night God called him home, and on next Saturday we'll be having, amen, his homegoing service. We are still working all the details out, but Sister Emma just, you know, she needs the support of her church family. Sister Emma's the only child. And the other thing about this, Sister Emma's birthday is next Saturday. And Sister Emma's going to be burying her father on her birthday. So she really needs our support. We got to stand by her, support her in prayer, and just do everything we can just to kind of undergird her at this time. I'm working with her on a program and things of that nature, but we just need everybody just jumping in, get in where you fit in, right? And we'll try to take on, I mean, since she's Pop was our member, we have to take on the responsibility of trying to do the food. It's roughly, I think we can expect about 120 people at the service, and we're going to have to take on that responsibility. So I asked Sister Tina just to kind of get with the sisters and brothers, not to let y'all out, but if you don't cook anything, maybe you can give some money towards the sisters cooking. Is that all right? Amen. Brothers can, you know, throw $20 at the sisters and say, here, this is something that'll help out with the expenses of that. But we're going to have a wake service that we need to respond to. That'll be on Friday night. And then we'll have a homegoing service and repass on Saturday that we'll need to respond to. So please, if you can, you know, just do something, because we got to make sure that we do what we're supposed to do. Amen. And our sister certainly needs us. Amen. At this time. So I'm just requesting that everyone make themselves available. They'll do the service. Pop was a veteran. Amen. And so he actually won't be buried until the following Monday, because he'll be buried at the Veterans Cemetery. And they do that only Monday through Friday. So we'll have the service on Saturday, but his burial will actually take place on Monday. So please keep that in mind. And amen, if you got to run to the bank and come back, we'll wait for you at the service, whatever is necessary. But we just want to make sure that we take care of Sister Emma. And there's some brothers in here that can throw down, can cook. So after service, I asked Sister Tina just to meet with the sisters. You brothers that throw down and cook, y'all stay in the meeting too, right? Because if you want to bring a little something, just let the sister know what you're bringing, and we will appreciate it. Amen. Praise the Lord. All right, church. But we just want to band together and just show our love and our support. And please keep her in prayer. Being that she's the only child, we are her family. We are her family. Amen. So praise the Lord. God bless you. I think that's all that I need to announce. Musicians, thank y'all so much. I certainly appreciate you all. Amen. On today. God bless you. I heard the specials as well. Brother Jeffrey and Sister Rebecca, thank you so much for your songs on today. Praise the name of the Lord. All right. Well, we can just stand and read a scripture, amen, on today. And then from there, we will begin to take our thought, amen. And just bear with me. Sometimes you get to looking at something in the Word of God, and sometimes it just seems like it just common, right? But then, you know, you just start meditating on it. God just begin to just open up, you know, your understanding, and just cause you to just kind of just look at that a little closer, you know. And that's what we're kind of doing with the scripture here. We took a thought last week, and then we're going to come back, amen, with a little bit more this week and also a little bit more next week, amen, until God just releases us. But let's look at this out of 1 Peter chapter 2, amen. Praise the Lord. Verse 1, amen, reads as follows, says, wherefore, laying aside all malice and all guile and hypocrisies and envies and all evil speakings. And, you know, I made comments about that last week, but I tell you, if you go back home and you really take a dictionary and really begin to look at what those words, what Peter's saying, it'll mean something to you, right? But it says all evil speakings, as newborn babes desire the sincere milk of the word, that ye may grow thereby. If so be ye have tasted that the Lord is gracious, to whom coming as unto a living stone, disallowed indeed of men, but chosen of God. And not only are you chosen of God, but you're and precious. You ought to just tell the devil, I'm precious. When something precious, you handle it differently. All right? You treat it differently. Y'all remember the living rooms? The living rooms that was all white with plastic on top of the furniture, and you couldn't go inside that room. The room was precious. Verse 5, ye also as lively stones are built up a spiritual house, a holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. Now, I'm not going to go there. That'll be for next week. But that's rich, y'all. That's very rich. I'm going to leave it. Wherefore also it is contained in the scripture, behold, I lay in Zion a chief cornerstone, elect, precious, and he that believeth on him shall not be confounded. Unto you, therefore, which believe, he is precious. But unto them which be disobedient, the stone which the builders disallowed, the same is made the head of the corner. And a stone of stumbling and a rock of offense. And, you know, if I could just borrow just a couple words, because we know rock being revelation. There's some revelations that people are finding offensive. A stone of stumbling and a rock of offense, even to them which stumble at the word, being disobedient, whereunto also they were. That mean they had to do it. Okay, they were appointed. But ye, that's the but is a good word. That's what they call that? Conjunction. That means something about to change. I remember when I was a little boy, they had that little cartoon, Conjunction Junction. What's your function? And when you see a conjunction, something changing. That means he not talking to me in verse 8 because I'm not one of the disobedient. I'm not one of the disobedient, but I am chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people. I'm describing you this morning, right? That ye should show forth the praises of him who hath called you. It's what he did for you. He called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy. The Lord add a blessing to the reading of his word. Shall we pray over the scriptures that we've read? Father, it only takes an individual that has learned to read to be able to pick up the Bible and read the things that we have read. But it takes the Holy Spirit to make it clear to us the things that we have read, that our hearts and our spirits would understand what it is that you have called us to. We trust, O God, that you would now come, amen, and take control over this portion of the service as we enter into the word. We pray, Father, that you would give strength through your word, that you would give correction through your word, that you would give help through your word. Whatever it is that we need, may you grant it today. Father, it's in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you. You can be seated. Amen. Our title today is A Royal Priesthood. Amen. A Royal Priesthood. Praise the Lord. And just so that you know, as I was going through my notes on this, I ended up with about 16 pages of notes. And when it got that much of notes, I said, there's no way I can preach this in one sermon. Amen. So we're going to break this up, amen, on today and next week and try to deal with this royal priesthood. Last week, we talked about chosen generation. Amen. And just bringing us up a little bit here. When I look at Peter writing such words as this, I start reflecting on the life of Peter and just some of the things that Peter had gone through. Peter was a man that actually experienced firsthand the first coming of the Lord. There he was, a man with Jesus, seeing so many things, experiencing him feeding 5,000, amen, and feeding, amen, 4,000, you know, seeing blinded eyes come open. I mean, just so many mighty things that he saw Jesus do. You would have thought that Peter would have wrote that he was the chosen generation. But even Peter, having experience as the only man that was born like us, but he took a walk one day on water. Amen. And when he did that, it showed us, praise the Lord, it showed us something that we can't just leave it in Jesus' lap, that we actually have the potential within us to be able to do things like this, right? Because Peter did it. We know he did sink, but he walked. Right? And that you might fail in some areas of your life. Amen. But you can always go back and tell them, but I did do this. I did overcome that. And I did overcome this. And yet you might have got me there, but when I called on Jesus. Right? I might have started sinking a little bit, but he raised me up. When I called on Jesus, right? Amen. So church, we can look the devil in the eye and we don't necessarily have to just, you know, knuckle down everything that he accuses us of. We still a chosen generation. Amen. So when you really just begin to look at Peter's life and all the things that he experienced in 60 years after the death of Christ, Peter experienced, amen, the resurrection. Right. Peter. I mean, because Peter was the one that it was told, say, go, you know, Peter denied him and all these other things like that. And after he denied him, you know, then it was told, say, go tell my disciples. Go tell my disciples. And you know, and another conjunction. Right. Go tell my disciples and Peter that I've risen again. He made sure he didn't leave Peter out. And I'm here to let you know this morning, he made sure that he did not leave you out. No matter what you've gone through, you can't be left out. See, I mean, we put Peter's name, but you got to put your name there. All my failures and all my mistakes, go tell my disciples and Jack. Huh? Go tell my disciples. Because see, y'all disciples, y'all ain't never done nothing wrong. Y'all so holy, you ain't never done nothing wrong. But he had to tell you as a disciple, go tell my disciples and Jack. Tell them to meet me in Galilee. I got something for them when they get to Galilee. See, you know, and Peter experienced all these great things. But yet Peter would write 60 years later, he says, ye are a chosen generation. Rather than saying, I am a chosen generation. But he says, ye. And the reason that Peter could say ye is that Peter also had a glimpse of the second coming of the Lord. And he knew that the second coming would be even greater than the first coming. And so he's looking at the people that are living in the earth, amen, at the time of the second coming of the Lord. And he says, ye are a chosen generation. Glory to God. I tell you, I say amen to that. I am a chosen generation. Let me just read a couple things here.
Amen. And then we will slip on into this thought of royal priesthood. Here in the Message Shalom, the prophet says this. He says, the hour is here. Says, I'm sorry, that's the last one on the last page. It says, the hour is here. If I could have been back there before the days that the world was created and looked down and seen the whole thing. He says, and the Father had said to me, what day would you want to live? I would say now, right now. Think about that. Not during the first coming of the Lord, but I want to live now, right now. Says, this is the hour. This is the greatest hour that the church has ever moved into just before the coming of the bridegroom. Yes. Yes. You are living in the greatest day that could ever be lived in.
Hallelujah. Yes, sir.
Oh, my. I want to tell you something. Your attitude today towards the word of the Lord demonstrates what your attitude would have been had you lived back in those days. Oh, I'm going to say something. You know, I mean, church, we gotta recognize the devil and everything that he's trying to do to us. Because it's only the devil that brings division. Only the devil do that. God don't do that. You know, at a hospital, if a person is sick, they'll take them in. Let me put it this way. Y'all just take that down just for a second. If it was a gang-related shooting, gang-related, that means this gang is going against that gang, and bullets begin to fly, and people get hit on both gangs, do you realize when the ambulance come, they will pick up those that are hurt, and they would take them to the same hospital. Same one. You might be in different rooms, but you're going to go to it's the closest one. We're going to take, because you're hurt, we're going to take you to the closest hospital. They're not looking to go 50 miles down the road. I mean, we're talking about life or death right now. I want you to stay with me. Right? Because it's life or death, we got to get you to the closest hospital. And when you realize people are spiritually dying, what you want to do is get them to the closest hospital. Spiritual hospital, the church. No matter what the condition is, you got to get them to the church. And if a natural hospital will accept them. Right, and you happy about them going to a natural hospital and getting help? Why can't they come to the spiritual hospital? We gonna need the love of Jesus. This is where we headed to. This message that we preaching gonna produce the love of Jesus. Jesus' love is so strong that even when people did them wrong, it's prayer. His prayer. I'm in your Bible. I'm quoting your Bible. What he said, his prayer was, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Why he on the cross dying? All right. I just trying to make sure we understand, you know, when we talk about this message, you know, not being an alternative to denomination, that's not what we're here to produce Christ. Right. Again, we're going to produce Christ. All right. Let's go on. Let's go on. Amen. Let's go on. I ain't got nowhere. I'm just on the first quote. So this is the hour. This is the greatest hour that the church has ever moved into just before the coming of the Lord. Oh, the real church of the living God ought to be on fire. Burning with the light of the gospel. What? Being vindicated among them. Rise and shine, for the light has come to you. The light of this day. Isaiah was the light of his day. Noah was the light of his day. why he had the word manifested and the gospel, the Bible words for this day is the light of the day. What a glorious time that we're living. Now I can just keep going saying, he said Isaiah was the light of his day. Noah was the light of his day. Jeremiah was the light of his day. John the Baptist was a light of his day. Jesus came and took over what John the Baptist left off, and he became the light of that day and every day. But after Jesus died and amen, rose again, he turned it over to the disciples. They became the light of their day. Paul became the light of his day. Irenaeus became the light of his day. Martin, Columba, Luther, Wesley, the light of their day. Brother Branham was the light of his day. But none of those people are here now. Why are we still in church? What is our purpose for being here? Come on now. Well, you need to understand who you are and the reason you are called here, because God don't want you shining the light under a bushel. You got to let it shine because you have become the light of this day. Amen, church. All right, I'm going on. Hallelujah. Let's look at adoption part four. Y'all just stay with me. This is the foundation that is being laid. Now, there's a part of this sermon where I have to put emphasis because I was told by the prophet to put emphasis. So I'm going to put emphasis. But let me just get there, all right? Adoption part four. Look at what he says. First, Paul takes all the scare out of it. So now if you're not just worked up in your mind by some kind of theology, if you're really born of the Spirit, then God predestinated you before the foundation of the world. Put your name on the Lamb's book of life, and now we come together to set in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. A holy people. A holy nation. A peculiar people. If your people on your job don't see nothing different about you, if they don't see nothing different about you, something's wrong. If you looking like them, you're not a peculiar person. And we got folk nowadays walking around with orange hair and blue hair and green hair. They don't mind being peculiar. Why the bride? Why the bride ashamed of being peculiar? All right. Listen, it says a holy people, a holy nation, a peculiar people, royal priesthood, offering spiritual sacrifice unto God. That is the fruits of our lips giving praise to his name. People come in and say, them people are crazy. Sure they are. Sure they are. The wisdom of God is foolish to man, and the wisdom of man is foolish to God. They're contrary one to the other. All right, we're going to keep on going. He says, but the Spirit, a real Spirit-filled church full of power of God, setting together in heavenly places, offering spiritual sacrifices, praise of God, the Holy Spirit moving among them, discerning sin and calling out the things that's among them that's wrong, straightening out and making it flat and level. All right. Because why? Always in the presence of God in that bloody sacrifice. Now, remember, we went through it this morning. You wasn't saved by the blood. You're kept saved by the blood. Let me say it again. You wasn't saved by the blood, but you're kept saved by the blood. You were saved by grace through faith, believing it. Amen. God knocked at your heart because he predestinated you. You looked up and believed it, accepted it. Now the blood makes an atonement for your sins. Come on, I thank God for the blood. I thank God for the blood. Amen, amen. Sometimes all you need to do is just get a good glimpse of the blood. And that'll just keep the devil at bay in your life. Listen, remember I'm saying, God does not condemn a sinner for sinning. He's a sinner to begin with. He condemns a Christian for sinning.
Right? And then because he has condemned him, Christ took our condemnation, so there's no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus that walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. And if you do anything wrong, it isn't willfully. I want to just soak in. If you do anything wrong, it isn't willfully. You don't sin willfully. Sometimes the devil trap you into that. And that's why God bring you out of it. And when he bring you out of it, he wants you to stay out of it. You don't sin willfully. A man that sins willfully goes out and willfully sins, never come into the body yet. But a man that's once in there, he's dead and his life is hid in God through Christ, sealed by the Holy Ghost, and the devil can't even find him. I like that. I want to be in that place where the devil can't find me. He couldn't find Moses. He was wondering where his body was. And he arguing. Where is Moses? Where is Moses? No, don't even worry about it. I want the devil to, he can't find me. I'm so wrapped up, tied up, tangled up in Jesus that the devil can't find me. He's so far back in there, he would have to come out of there before the devil can ever get in, for you are dead. I'm talking about you this morning. All right, let me, there was a little situation here. Oh my, yes, yes, yes. Give me just one, yes. Let me go to this message, hear ye him, and then we'll keep moving on. Let me just stay with this little bit here. Hear ye him. The prophet says this, Galatians 1. Now, and I want to just, I hope you understand what I'm about to say. Galatians 1 don't say what I'm reading this quote, but Galatians 1 don't say what he said it said. I think he meant Ephesians 1. Right. Now, I don't mean I'm trying to change the words of the prophet. I'm just being honest with you. Galatians 1 don't say that. Ephesians 1 does say it. Now, don't make him not the prophet. I just make him a man. That's what it does. It makes him a man. You understand? Some people want you to read it like it said. I will read it, but I got some people that will go back and look at Galatians 1 and they realize that wasn't it. And then they'll get confused. I thought you said, he said, I'm just telling you, I think he meant Ephesians. And I think if he were here and we had a conversation with him, he would tell me I meant Ephesians. Is that deducing it properly? All right. Okay. Listen, if y'all don't mind, if I say Ephesians 1 tells us that we were predestinated to the adoption of sons by Jesus Christ, predestinated of God, though many are called, but few are chosen. The chosen was chosen at the beginning now, but we are predestinated to the adoption of the children of God by Jesus Christ. In other words, to you Bible scholars, what I'm trying to say is a placing of a son. Listen, the son was positionally placed, and today the church has gone on for year after year after year. And when we see God call a man out, one of his sons, and positionally places him and makes him a man, his son, and recognizes it before the public, then we turn that son down and say he's a divine healer or a holy roller. Don't you see where the church, or I don't know what the remedy is. I don't know how it'll ever get back to its place, but that's the way our attitudes are towards that person. If the ministry is of God, God will vindicate that ministry. If it isn't of God, then God will have nothing to do with it. All right. Praise the Lord. What I'm trying to get you to see is that we were chosen at the beginning to be predestinated to the adoption of children. We were chosen to receive a place in Christ. Right. You were not chosen just to be a church member. Right. But you were chosen to receive a place in Christ. And that place gives you authority. Oh, my God. It gives you a position where you don't just have to accept anything the devil puts in your direction. You don't have to be defeated. You don't have to be.
It's up to you whether you choose that or not. But God, I mean, God has raised us up to a level in Christ, right? And we can only get here through the blood of Christ, right? I mean, only through that blood, we've been raised to a level where we don't have to accept defeat. And I'm going to tell you something. I've been finding in my own personal life that God has been allowing certain situations to come into my life. And when these situations get there, it forces me to speak the word. It actually forces me. I don't know nothing else to do. I can't cry. God don't want me to cry. So I'm forced to actually speak. And then after I speak, I got to move forward. Whether I feel it, whether I see it or not, I still got to speak it. In the same way God said, let there be light, and there was light, then I'm saying, let there be this, and let there be that, and then it comes to pass. I'm finding that in my own life. If you'll even notice that even some of the sermons that God is allowing us to hear are sermons that challenge us to kind of raise us up another level. The octave is being raised in the believers, right? It's being raised in the believers. But, you know, as we start looking at this, you know, I was just thinking on this little quote here. I won't pull it up, but, you know, Brother Branham was giving a story, you know, of this man that had a dream. Say, in his dream, you know, he had come in contact with the devil. And you know, you might have dreams where you'll come in contact with the devil, and you got to know how to defeat the devil, right? It's not what you are going to have to overcome. It's how you're going to have to overcome, right? I mean, all of us going to have tests. All of us going to have trials. But we have to use the word of God to overcome the devil and whatever it is that he presents, right? So this man had this dream, and in the dream, hey man, here come the devil come up to him. And Brother Branham said, the man said in the dream that the devil yelled, boo. And then he just kept yelling, boo. And every time the devil yelled, boo, he got bigger and bigger. The problem got bigger and bigger. Every time the devil yelled, boo. So the man say, he just, in his dream, he said, now, if this devil just keep getting bigger and bigger, I'm going to have to do something. Say, now, I don't know what to do. I don't know what to fight with. I have no idea what to use to fight this devil. He say, I'm facing something I ain't never faced before. Say, I don't know what to use. But in his dream, all he saw over there was a little Bible. So he picked up his Bible, and he held the Bible and said, every time the devil say, boo, then he say, boo. Uh-huh. Devil say, boo, boo. Yeah. And he hit him with the word. Yeah. Devil say, boo, boo. Uh-huh.
Come on, somebody.
Because the devil done yelled boo at some of y'all. He done scared y'all with some stuff, but you're going to have to hit the devil back with a boo. A boo from the word of God. Use the promise of God and tear that devil boo back. See, the man kept yelling boo till eventually that devil was killed. That same devil that was troubling him was killed. If you want to defeat the devil, you're going to have to give him the word. Come on, somebody. As I'm trying to elevate us in our thinking this morning, right? As sons and daughters of God, we don't have to accept everything the devil say. We can use the word of God. The greatest weapon that you have on earth today is the word of God. Well, the devil say boo, boo back. And I'm not just saying just say boo just to say boo. No. No, he promised me by his stripes I'm healed. That's your boo back to the devil. No. He said he gonna rebuke the devil for my sake. And not only did he stop there, he said he gonna open up the windows of heaven. And he said he gonna pour me out blessings where I don't have room enough to receive it. That means I got too much money in this bank. They won't let me put no more in there. So they're gonna make me open up another bank account. That's room not enough to receive. Church, I'm just telling you, we got to use this word. And as sons and daughters of God, we have the authority to use the word. We take it, we use it at our disposal. Right? Anytime the devil comes, you got to have something. You got to have a scripture that you can go back to and say, no, this is what God said. I heard what you say, but this is what God said. And I believe the report of the Lord. All right. Okay, church. I'm just trying to get us up to another level here. Just bear with me just a little bit longer. Glory to God. Amen. If you just bear with me. Now, when we look at this being chosen, you know, at the beginning, we are predestinated to the adoption of children. Again, you'll find that in Ephesians 1, verse 1 through 14. You'll see that. When Brother Branham talks about the adoption, a son could be born into a family. And yes, he was a son in that family. But what needed to happen is that that boy had to mature. And as he matured, he got to a place where he can take on his father's business. Now, Brother Branham would share stories like that with us and how Paul would just write about God has predestinated us unto the adoption or the placing of children. That means God has put us in position. We're on this earth that we can one day take over the daddy's business. Our father is God. He has a business. He wants us to take over the business. That's why you're here. Your daddy put you here because he wants you to take over the business. That's your whole existence. We're so interested in taking over some man-made business. But I'm talking about God's business. Lord, when we get this, I tell you, it's going to change our thinking. Oh, my God. So listen, when we talk about this choosing, you know, you think about somebody like David. David was what we would consider chosen. But when you really look at David, amen, and his life, nobody else thought that David was chosen. His dad didn't even think he was chosen. His brothers didn't think that he was chosen. But God had a thought about David that nobody else had. Oh, my God. I don't care how much people put you down. It's not what they think, it's what God thinks about you. Oh, God, help us, Lord. But when we begin to realize, you know, I mean, David there watching over the sheep and out there with his instruments and just playing music and writing his songs and doing everything that he needed to do, just faithfully serving God the way that he was, you know, the way it was in his heart. And David did that when God rejected Saul as the king. He said, I got me another king. Don't worry. Samuel, stop crying over Saul. I got another king already. Already prepared him. Well, where is he? Say, go down to the house of Jesse. You'll find him down there. So here's Samuel encouraging. Go down to the house. Say, take your oil. Go down there and anoint. You're going to find the next king in Jesse's house. He get down there and he starts pouring the oil. When the prophet came, you know, people was, you know, they were like, when they saw the prophet, right? They're like, nah, what you here for? Ooh. Are you here for peace? Why? You know, what's the purpose of the prophet showing up? Right? Because they knew when the prophet showed up, he wasn't showing up just for fun and games. It wasn't for a picnic. Right? I mean, this was serious business. He was on the king's business. The king of kings. So when that prophet would show up and he said, what you want? He said, well, I come to your house. God said the next king is here. My house. All right, let's get us some meal together and let's get the prophet all fed. And he said, okay, said, all right, we're going to do all that. Said, but I need to see your sons. Say, well, okay, if it's a king in my house, I know it's going to be this boy right here. This boy, he got kingly attributes. There's something about this boy. I always knew it was something about this boy. And prophet, you just coming to confirm what was in my heart. You coming to confirm what was in my heart about this boy. Well, I'm not here to confirm it, but God is. Bring the boy. And took his oil out in the horn and start pouring it. Nothing came out. And you can see him maybe take some tools out. Start looking at the horn a little bit. Maybe something jammed up in here, stopping the oil from flowing. Just nothing. They pushed him to the side. He said, well,
It must be something in his life that he ain't talked to me about. Here come the next boy. And they start pouring nothing. They pouring nothing. Six or seven boys coming and nothing. So the prophet said, now I know God told me to come to this house. Jesse, do you have any other sons? Now he had never introduced David. Didn't even consider David. Just like some people ain't introduced you yet and ain't considered you. They haven't considered you. They haven't given any thought as to who you are. And here you work with them every day. All right, church. I'm going there. And here he was, you know, just, and he said, well, I do got one more son. Well, where is he? Go get him. He out there watching sheep. The lowest job in the house he had.
Jesus. Amen.
And here he is out there watching sheep, just doing what he normally does.
Amen.
And here somebody comes in. Now, your daddy said, come home. Just get yourself all cleaned up and come on home. I mean, you're wasting everybody. Just get on home.
That's powerful, bro.
What am I coming for? Huh? You know, they trying to find a king. Everybody already know you not the king. But we're going to appease the prophet. Because maybe God meant another Jesse's house. And here come David into the house, smelling like sheep. Don't look like no king. Oh, God. See, I'm talking about royal priesthood. Royal priesthood. Right? And here, David don't look too royal, but here David come walking into the house and the prophet get anointed. No oil is flowed or nothing, but he feels something in his spirit. Say, hey, I knew I was at the right house. I mean, but maybe before he even picked up his horn with the oil in it, the oil is seeping all out. Because David walks in. And here he just began to pour and oil is all over the place.
Amen.
They didn't think nothing of David.
Amen.
But David was royalty. And they might not think anything of you. But I'm here to let you know this morning that you are royalty. You're part of a royal priesthood. Now, the issue is the when you think about what Peter wrote, Peter says royal priesthood. And the emphasis should probably be on priesthood. I'll put it there next week. But this week, I'm going to put it on royal. Stay with me. Royal means to be kingly. I want you to understand. Royal means that you're supposed to act like a king. Brother or sister. Did you hear that? Brother or sister. You're supposed to act like a king. Talk like a king. You have authority like a king. A king don't ask nobody else what they think. A king speaks from his own inner being. And whatever a king says, it has to be exactly like the king says. And that's why Jesus said, if you would say. If you would say to the mountain, and don't doubt in your heart, it will be just like you say.
You know when a king speaks and he established something, he just turn and walk away.
He not questioning nobody, asking about why you felt about that. It don't matter how they felt. The king spoke.
Amen.
Yes, sir. Amen.
When we talk about being a part of a royal priesthood, you are supposed to be kingly. And I want to make sure I emphasize that you're supposed to be king. Now they got another part to that definition. It said it means kingly or belonging to a king as his children. So no matter which way it goes, you can't lose. A king's child running from a bully?
No, sir. No, sir.
The bully gonna run from the king's child. The bully rise up and say, boo? That might be his last boo. Oh. It's time for us to recognize who we are. First of all, now I'm going to tell you, I am a king. I'm not just the son of a king. I am a king. Now, maybe somebody's faith ain't there. And they face it. I'm not a king, but I'll be the son of a king. That's fine. You keep your faith right there. But I am a king. You want to know why Jesus is called the King of Kings? You want to know why he's considered the King of Kings? Because he's got some kings right here. Stop looking at everybody else and start looking at yourself. King. It's time for kings to act like kings, walk like kings, talk like kings.
All
right. Let me just drop something here. Please just let me give a little quote, because I told you I got to put emphasis in certain areas because I was told to. Let me read this out of Revelation of Jesus Christ. And before we read that, give me Revelation chapter 1, verse 5 and 6. I want to read that, because if you're going to start acting like a king, because sometimes, you know, you feel like, I ain't no king. It's because you don't realize how powerful the blood is. You don't realize how powerful the blood is. It's not based on what you've done. It's based on what he has already done. His grace is what saves you. His blood is what keeps you safe. Look at this in Revelation 1, verse 5 and 6. We read this earlier. And from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth, unto him that loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood. And Brother Branham said that word washed means loosed. I mean, not only have you been washed from sins, but you've been loosed from sin. Oh, we don't get it yet. You ain't going back to that old lifestyle. You've been loosed from it. And you know what? The blood loosed you, washed you, and freed you. Listen, say the blood loosed you washed us from our sins in his own blood, and hath made us kings and priests. So this is where we get royal priesthood. So I'm going to focus on the king part, and next week we'll talk about the priests. But you have been made kings and priests unto God and his Father. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Now let's just read a little statement here from the prophet, and then I'll make a few more comments and we'll come out today. I just had to just set up a little foundation and make a few things, a few statements, and hopefully it'll settle down in us today. But here from this message, Church Age book, I'm at paragraph 35-3. He says this: he hath made us.
He hath made us. It says, oh, there are certain truths we need to emphasize.
There it is.
I told you how to put emphasis on it. He says there are certain truths we need to emphasize. This is one of them.
Uh-huh.
What? She's saying this is a truth that's got to be emphasized amongst the bride. And that truth is you are a king. The blood of Jesus Christ has made you king. Not queen, king. Queen don't have the final say so. The king does. He has made you king. And as an overcomer, you're going to sit in the throne with him. Come on, church. King.
Amen. That's exactly
right.
That's the Bible.
Oh, there are certain truths we need to emphasize. This is one of them. He hath made us. He hath made us. Salvation is his doing. Salvation is of the Lord. All of grace. He redeemed us for a purpose. He bought us for a purpose. We are not going to be, y'all. We are kings. Church, I hope it sinks in. We are kings. Spiritual kings. Oh, we are going to be kings upon the earth with him when he sits on his throne. But now. We are spiritual kings and we reign. That's why I'm not defeated. Me? I'm a king. Says we are spiritual kings and we reign over a spiritual kingdom. It says in Romans 5:17, for if by one man's offense death reigned by one, much more they which receive abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness shall reign in life by one Jesus Christ. And in Colossians 1:13, who hath delivered us from the power of darkness and hath translated us into the kingdom reign of his dear son.
Yes,
amen. Let me just put it there right now. Right now, not tomorrow, not next week, not 3 or 4 years from now, right now, today, this moment, right now we reign with Christ, listen to this, having dominion. You control it, church, having dominion over sin. Not only that, you have dominion over the world. You have dominion over your flesh. I got a quote here later. I'll read it later if I could get there. He said, you're going to be an overcomer over your fashion and over your passion. You will overcome fashion and passion. Oh, you ain't gonna be like the other ones, cause you a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people. You gonna overcome fashion and passion, cause you got control over it. A king don't say, I just can't get control over this, Brother Jack. Well, you're a king. King's got control. King carries himself differently. He acts differently. You know, when a person has a certain level of authority, they don't bring themselves down to a lower level. You have to get up where they are. I mean, they know who they are. They look at you like, what? You only some stuff you don't even respond to. Because you're at a certain level.
Right, 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 right.
Oh my God, church.
And in Christ, you get to this level. When you truly been loose from your sins, this is what it'll bring you. Right now, we reign with Christ, having dominion over sin, the world, the flesh.
Is it one more up there?
You got dominion over the devil. You understand that? That means you order the devil what to do. If you tell the devil no, it's no. And it's not no less. Can we negotiate? Can we talk? No, you're talking to a king. Somebody take your head off if you treat the king wrong. Y'all know that's what that man did when David got spit on. He said, you're going to let that dead dog talk to you like that? I'll take his head off. Man, it's angels that want to fight for kings. They just waiting for your word. It's angels want to fight for kings. Do you realize when Jesus was at the cross, you know, Brother Branham said all he had to do was nod his head and the angels would have changed the whole scene. A king have to keep his control, have to keep his composure, especially when he knows what the will of the Father is. But a king understands how much power he has. That's why he's careful with his words. Because he realized how much power is in them words.
Yes. Oh my God, my God.
See, as spiritual kings, you have spiritual power. Yes, sir. Jesus has so much power that he could just say, no man eat from this tree no more. And the power that came out of his words caused a tree within 24 hours to shrivel up and just die. And that's the God that lives inside of you. And what I'm telling you is, I wish I could put this on the mirror of your car, and the mirror in your house right now. Can we just read this again? Right now, we reign. Let's read it together. On the count of three. One, two, three. Right now, we reign with Christ, having dominion over sin, the world, the flesh, and the devil.
Amen.
Oh, glory to God. Showing forth his praise and glory, showing forth himself, for it is Christ in us, willing and doing of his good pleasure. Yes, indeed, even now we are seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Now I'm going to stop right there because the rest of that is talking about priests. Next week we'll talk about priests. I bring that same quote right back around, the whole quote, because I want that to really register right now. Now that puts you in a different category, because you know you've always talked about being the son of a king. That's true. That's true. But you know the son of a king, when the king passes on, becomes. And I'm gonna tell you another thing. Sometimes the king don't have to be dead before his son become king. Did not Solomon become king before David died? Well, I just begin to think to myself, if we are kings, there's certain conduct that we should have as kings. certain conduct.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. And I'm a just put this in because I just went back to just some quotes here from the prophet. And one statement that he made, and I'll read this one. This is out of the message, Unwelcome Christ. Y'all got some more time?
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Just a little bit more time. I mean, because what you find when a man recognizes that he's king, I made the statement, even though he is a great man, he makes others feel greater. Because he knows who he is. And since I know who I am, I don't have to act down. I'm going to make you feel a little bit better about yourself. Oh, my. You understand? Look at this Unwelcome Christ. He says, and you call yourself a Christian. And so starchy. You couldn't reach down to shake hands with a beggar on the street. And talk to him about the Lord. You call yourself a Christian. Oh, you're so good. Find out there ain't much good about us. When you think of him becoming a foot wash flunky, the lowest there was, he really in heart was the highest there was. He was the heart of God and become the lowest paid foot wash flunky. He who was great become to naught that he might redeem you back to make you great. You know what? I've noticed this in my travels. You usually find great men are little men. Yeah. I go around where there's great men, really great men, and I know they're great men. But when I start to lead them, they make you think you're the great man. They ain't nothing. But you take a little 2x4, don't know nothing. He thinks he's all of it. He ain't nothing to begin with. It's the great men are little men. They never brag or take honor. They make you feel that you're great. That's great men. And here, the greatest of men, the greatest of all men, God manifested in flesh, become a foot wash flunky with humility. The King of all eternity, all glory, the Creator of heavens and earth, washed the dung off of men's feet. Church is something about a king, a great man. A king is the highest authority in the kingdom. And when that man, he reaches that point, he's so humbled by it, right, that it makes him treat everybody else as if they're greater than he is. Oh, my. See, I mean, we come all the way up, realize who we are. Now there's some actions that should come out of this, of recognizing who you are. King is the final authority. I mentioned it earlier, you know, but I'll throw this in. You know, they sought to kill Jesus. They sought to kill Moses. And the reason that they did that, because of the kings of that day put out an edict that they had to kill these babies 2 years old and under, the male babies. That was the king's edict. They had to execute it. A lot of children died. A lot of them died, right? Because the king said so. In the days of Daniel, the reason Daniel went into the lion's den is because of what the king signed. Right? He couldn't pray to any other god but the king. And because of the king's edict, Daniel ended up in a lion's den. But that same king was praying all night for Daniel. God brought him out. Hallelujah. I was thinking about another edict from a king. One time the king couldn't sleep. And he started reading through some old books. And they happened to pick up a book. Just one of the books. And as he was picking up the book, he was reading how somebody had uncovered a plan of how his life was about to be taken. And then this man, you know, this man uncovered it, but the man was never rewarded. And it, so he's sitting there thinking, couldn't go to sleep that night, just reading through this book. And then all of a sudden, that man's enemy walked into the king's presence. And his enemy was coming in with a certain desire. He wanted to kill the man that was not rewarded. Right. Haman wanted to kill Mordecai. Yes. Right? So the king before Haman could get the words out of his mouth, he said, Haman, before you say anything, let me say this. What should we do for a man that has done this and done that for a king? Yes, So if a man has done this or done that for a king, we ought to put that man on a horse, and we ought to walk through the city, and we ought to say, this is what the king does to those that honor the king. And Haman said, I know, oh boy, I'm getting ready to get some honor. I'm getting ready to get up on a horse, and they're going to bow down to me. Finally, I'm going to get this guy Mordecai to bow. Because the king. And the king heard him say, oh, that's a great idea. Say, Haman, yes, sir, do that for Mordecai. And because the king said it, there was no discussion. You realize, I don't care how upset Haman was, the king had made a statement. And you know what? From my understanding, from reading the scripture, it was only them two there. Wasn't a whole bunch of other people in that room. Just them two. Maybe some people, maybe somebody might have heard a little stuff. But Haman knew, don't go against what the king say. And Haman went and got that horse, put Mordecai on top of it, and started riding through the city. This is what the king does to those that honor him. But God know how to make your enemies your footstools if you just allow him to. And you just keep reading Haman's story, didn't end up that well. It changed in one night. Oh, God is a good God. All those things happened to Haman because of the king's edict. A king looks good even when he feels bad. I want to say it again. A king looks good even when he feels bad. All right, I'm going to read the quote for you because you don't believe me. You don't believe me. Now notice the sermon title. Perfection. I'm pulling this quote from the sermon title, Perfection. So you got to act perfect. Even if you don't feel perfect, you got to act that way. You don't feel good, but you still, I mean, he looks good even when he feels bad. Look at this. It says here some time ago when Mr. Baxter was my manager, when the King of England, When we was there to visit, when the queen come out, lovely lady, her pretty robe on, her graying hair, and the king setting so sick at the time, he could hardly stand it. He had a stomach trouble and multiple sclerosis. That was just before he was prayed for. That means he had it, but he got delivered from it, right? Says, but he could hardly stand up, but yet the royal blood. But yet the royal blood of him stuck what little chest he had out. And he rode down the street in the carriage. Mr. Baxter standing there. And when he passed, I looked at him. His lips was quivering. The tears was running down his cheek. He put his big arm around me and said, Brother Branham. I said, yes, sir, Brother Baxter. He said, you know, I'm a Canadian. Yes, he said, that man who's over our land, the king, him and his lovely bride and wife is passing by. That's where I can't hold my emotions. I have to give vent. He just start crying. Says, I put my arm around him. I said, Brother Baxter, as a Christian with you, what will it be some glorious day when the king comes with his bride? If a man could think that when seeing an earthly king, which is mortal like we are, what will it be when we see the King of Kings coming in glory? What a glorious time it'll be. So even when a king feels bad, he still looks good. I'm going back to the definition. I'm a king. I'm also the son of a king. Royal means kingly or belonging to a king as his children. So if you're royal, then you also have certain conduct. And Brother Branham told us another story.
this fella was brought over on some ships. He was forced out of his country. Came here to the U.S. not on his own will. But he got here, but still knew who he was. And Brother Branham tells us the story of this man. Says when he got here, this man, you know, would they put him on the block to be sold as a slave, and they, you know, they the first owner got him and everything like that, and said now other people would come by and try to buy some of the other slaves, you know, they try to buy him. And they, when the first owner got a hold of this man, he said, "I ain't never selling this one, I'm not doing it." They well say okay, and he said he noticed that when this boy, no matter what his condition was, because see the thing of it is a king has to hold his head up in dire situations. Dire circumstances. The king keeps his head up high. Right. No matter what condition he's in. This is how the king walks. Yeah. Yeah. You never know when the king going through. Because he looked the same. Yeah. He is the same. Yeah. Yesterday, today, and forever. Yeah. Yeah. So this boy was in dire situations. He happened to be the son of a king. So here he is, sold into slavery, and the owner saw him, said, man, every day he had a certain aura about him that even encouraged the other slaves. It's just something about having that fell around and saying that as they were, you know, as they would come, I mean, different people, different owners would come, they want to buy some of the slaves. They say, well, we want to buy that one right there. Say, no, he's not for sale. Just, no, he's not for sale. No, he's not for sale. No, don't even try it. I don't care how much money you got to offer. That one is not for sale. So one of the people asked him, say, not why? Why is he so different? Say, do you feed him different? Say, no, he eat just like the rest of them. You treat him different? No, I treat him just like I treat the rest of them. Well, why is he so special? Why is he so precious? Why? Say, I had the same question. I had to start, because when I saw him act the way he was acting, I couldn't understand, because everybody else looked upset with their conditions. But this one, no matter what his condition was, he still kept the same outlook, knowing he would never go back home again. But yet he still had a certain aura, not an attitude, aura. Not an attitude, aura. He said, I asked one day, I start asking around, said, what was the difference with this fella? And they told me. It said, he happens to be the son of a king. And he realizes that he's royalty. And says, since he's the son of a king, he has to act like the son of a king. Even though he'll never see his father again, he's still going to act like royalty right here. So if you haven't made it to the point in this message yet to realize that you're a king, you're still a son of a king. And you still got to act like royalty.
Amen.
You got to conduct yourself like royalty. Because you are part of a royal priesthood. And the emphasis today is on royal. Because he's made you a king and a priest. Let me just read just a few more things from here, and I'll let it go. Glory to God. All right. Making a way, and then Jehovah Jireh. Says, here some time ago down in the Southlands, there was people used to go by and buy slaves and so forth. I just happened to think of this little story, and they went by. With by slaves, they noticed the poor fellas had been beat. They hated to leave their country, and they know they'd never be back. The Negro people, it was pitiful how they was treated. One day, they happened to notice one young fellow with his shoulder thrown back. I didn't bring this quote, but Brother Branham said, as a Christian, you could never believe in slavery. As a Christian. Never.
right? So he says it was pitiful how they was treated. Have to beat him. No, sir. Somebody come by and said, let me buy that slave. He said, he's not for sale. He said, well, what makes him so much different? Is he the boss for the rest of them? Said, no. So what makes him different? Do you let him eat better? No, he eats with the rest of them. What makes him so different? Said, I happen to learn that his father is a king of the tribe. Though he's in a far land, he still throws his shoulders back. He's a royal born man. His dad is a king. Though he's an alien, his father is a king. Let me go to Jehovah Jireh. And I'm just reading a portion of this one because he says this. What ought all our conduct to be? And what I'm bringing is the end of this thought. He was talking about the same young man that was the African that brought in as a slave. He's talking about that in Jehovah Jireh, but I'm just bringing in the end of that quote. It says, what ought all our conduct to be? Not like the world, but we should act like sons and daughters of God. Conduct ourselves like king's children, not like slaves of fashions. And slaves of passion and slaves of pride. We should be sons and daughters of God and act like it and conduct ourselves that way. Let our conversations and everything be seasoned with God's Spirit. Because sometimes you can season your conversations with other things, but you want to season it with God's Spirit. I am talking to kings, a royal priesthood. God richly bless you. Amen. Let's have the musicians come and they'll have a word of prayer. My God, Father, sometimes you just want us to really think on what you have called us to. Father, we are not just children of the King, but you have made us kings and priests. The prophet told us that there are certain truths that need emphasis. And he said, this is one of those truths that need emphasis, that we have been made kings and priests. Yes, we're royalty. Yes. Not going to be right now. We are royalty. God, I pray for myself. I don't want to be a preacher that would preach this but not live it, not express it in my own lives. Help me to walk like royalty. Help me to talk like royalty. Help me to think like royalty, because that's who I am. You made me that. It's time for me to rise up and be who you've called me to be. I can change the situation. I can change the circumstance. All by the way my words come out. Oh God, angels are sitting present, waiting to make those words come to pass if we'll just release them. Oh God, sometimes, Lord, I know I fall short. I'm not living, amen, according to the privileges that you have given me to live. I thank you for a prophet that you sent to remind me of these things. And we can just look at a scripture and look at a few quotes, Lord. It just challenges us. And I'm so grateful that you challenged me. Let this become part of our conversation. Let it become part of our thinking. Let it become us. We need this, God. We want to walk in this. The song was sang early, we are a chosen generation. A royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people. And we're not ashamed of who we are.
So we thank you, Lord, for your word. And we thank you for the manifestation of your word that will take place in us. It's in Jesus Christ's name that we pray. Amen. Let's give the Lord a hand of praise. Just turn around and greet somebody. Just encourage them in the faith. Amen. You're king. Right now, you are king. Right now, you are king. Brother Solomon, we'll have you come and close this, amen, on today. Right now, you are a king, a king, a king, a king, a king. Not going to be, church, amen. And the other thing right now, you have dominion over the flesh, right? You have dominion over the devil. Not gonna have it. Not wait. You got it right now. So go exercise that. Don't let the devil, the Bible says he goes about like a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. That means the devil don't even have no teeth. He's like a lion, right? Church, it's time for us to really rise up and be who we are. Say that the song says we are a chosen generation. Amen. Call forth to show his excellence. So let's do that, church. Amen. With everything we got. God bless you. Amen. As Brother Solomon comes.
We are a chosen generation, called forth to show his excellence. All I require for life God has given me, I know who I am. We are a chosen generation, called forth to show his excellence. All I require for life God has given me, I know who I am. I know who God says I am, what he says I am, where he says I'm at. I know who I am. I know who God says I am, what he says I am, where he says I'm at. I know who I am. I'm walking in power, a walking miracle. I live a life of favor, 'cause I know who I am. I'm walking in power, a walking miracle. I live a life of favor, 'cause I know who I am. We are a chosen generation, called forth to show his excellence. All I require for life God has given me, I know who I am. We are a chosen generation, called forth to show his excellence. All I require for life God has given me, I know who I am. I know who God says I am, what he says I am, where he says I'm at. I know who I am. I know who God says I am, what he says I am, where he says I'm at. I know who I am. I'm walking in power, a walking miracle. I live a life of favor, 'cause I know who I am. I'm walking in power, I live a life of favor. Come on, say shadow. Oh, oh, oh. Everybody shadow. Oh, oh. I'm walking in power, a walking miracle. I live a life of favor, 'cause I know who I am. I'm walking in power, walking miracle. I live a life of favor, 'cause take a look at me, I'm a wonder. It doesn't matter what you see now. Can't you see his glory? Cause I know who I am. Take a look at me, I'm a wonder. It doesn't matter what you see now. Can't you see his glory? Cause I take a look at me, I'm a wonder. It doesn't matter what you see now. Can't you see his glory? Cause I know who I am. Take a look at me, I'm a wonder. It doesn't matter what you see now. Can't you see his glory? I'm walking in power, a walking miracle. I live a life of favor, cause I know who I am. I'm walking in power, a walking miracle. I live a life of favor, cause I take a look at me, I'm a wonder. It doesn't matter what you see now. Can't you see his glory? Cause I know who I am. Take a look at me, I'm a wonder. It doesn't matter what you see now. Can't you see his glory? Come on, sing it again. Take a look at me, I'm a wonder. It doesn't matter what you see now. Can't you see his glory? Cause I know who I am. Take a look at me, I'm a wonder. It doesn't matter what you see now. Can't you see his glory? Everybody shout out. Oh. Everybody shout out. One more time, shout out. Oh, oh. Take a look at me, I'm a wonder. It doesn't matter what you see now. Can't you see his glory? Cause I know who I am. Take a look at me, I'm a wonder. It doesn't matter what you see now. Can't you see his glory? Cause I know who I am. Hallelujah. Amen. We have been made kings and priests to the Most High God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Now, aren't you glad you came into the house of the Lord this morning? Aren't you glad you know who you are? Aren't you glad for what he said who you are? My Lord, I just, let's bow our heads. Heavenly Father, all I know to say is I love you, Lord. And I believe what you said about me. Lord, it may not look like it. That doesn't matter, Lord. God, you have made us kings and priests unto our God by the blood of Jesus Christ. And I'm so grateful this morning to be standing amongst royalty, Lord. The bride of Jesus Christ, the queen of heaven. Lord God, I'm so grateful that you would come down and tell us these things, Lord, and reveal it to our hearts. Lord, I thank you for Brother Jack, Lord God, and for him getting himself out of the way. But I thank you for this people as well, Lord God, for creating this atmosphere, for having believing hearts, for knowing who they are. We're kings and priests, Lord. Thank you for this glorious revelation. Heavenly Father, as we leave this place, Lord, may we walk in royalty, Lord. Conduct ourselves as kings. Father, that others may see, Lord, and want to be more like you, seeing you in us. Father, we ask, Lord God, that your blessings rest upon your children as we leave this place. Bring us all back at the appointed time. We'll be careful to give you the praise, the honor, and the glory. It's in Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless your saints. Our brothers will come and dismiss you at this time. Walk in royalty. God bless you. We love you.